The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with you. So the Bengals agree to a four-year deal with defensive end Trey Hendrickson, a four-year $60 million deal with Cincinnati that includes $32 million over the first 2 years. The Texans agree to a two-year deal with Kevin Pierre-Louis, I guess is his name. I can't keep track of this. Pierre-Louis? I have no idea. Broncos decline the option of safety Kareem Jackson. The Jets agree to a deal with pass rusher Carl Lawson. Famous Jameis re-signs with the Saints on a one-year deal, $12 million. So word is that he's their starter, basically. He and Taysom Hill are going to be the quarterbacks in New Orleans unless they draft and add another quarterback, right? Broncos offer Philip Lindsay a low RFA tender. Sounds like a piece of beef. The Chargers agree to a three-year deal with offensive tackle Matt Filer Ferella. The Titans agree to a deal with pass rusher Bud Dupree of the Steelers. That kills me that they lost Bud Dupree. Makes me sick. Michael Davis re-signs with the Chargers for 3 years. Devontae Booker signs a two-year deal with the Giants. The Titans agree to a deal with Danico Autry, defensive lineman. He's with the former Colt. Former Titans wide receiver Corey Davis gets $27 million guaranteed from the Jets on a three-year, $37.5 million deal. Carver High's laughing.
Yeah, good luck with that one. I mean, he is an absolute hack. And that guy's going to be, you wait. You know how the Jet fans get all riled up about every bad play, you know, every big name that comes to them, big free agent signing doesn't pan out. You can add him to the list before he even catches a ball. He's a stiff.
Some dude, like, he played with the Titans. All right. Urban Meyer nabs former Buckeye Carlos Hyde, a 2 year, $6 million deal. The Jags add receiver Philip Dorsett. Gronk and Brady will do it again in Tampa. Gronk gets a 1 year, $10 million deal. The Broncos bring in Ronald Darby on a 3 year deal. Linebacker Joe Thomas headed to the Texans. Leonard Floyd gets a 4 year deal with the Rams to stay. Patriots are bringing in Nelson Aguilar, so he leaves the Raiders, right? The Raiders add Yannick Ngakoue, who's been dealt now and moved on to like three teams in a month. Like, was he not moved this year like twice? All right. Now he's in Vegas. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on the Bench. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. Former Patriot safety Terrence Brooks headed to the Texans on a one-year, $2 million deal. Terrence Brooks. Who the hell is that? I don't even know who that is. Saints agree to terms with offensive tackle James Hurst on a three-year, $9 million deal. Broncos re-signed defensive tackle Shelby Harris to a three-year deal. Running back Jamal Williams exploring free agency. He posted a goodbye message to Green Bay and the Packers on his Instagram account. See ya. The Chargers land center Corey Linsley. That's a huge deal from the Packers on a five-year deal. Cam Sutton returns to the Steelers, the corner, 2 years, $9 million. Former Cowboy defensive tackle Malik Collins stays in Texas, agrees to a one-year deal with Houston. I mean, these are really getting bad now, aren't they? I mean, I can't even. Here's the other one. Chiefs reach agreement with former Pats offensive lineman Joe Thuney on a five-year, $80 million deal. That's huge. The Jets agree to terms with former Lions linebacker Jared Davis on a one-year, $7 million deal. I mean, the Patriots, they get defensive back Jalen Mills. They get, he's from the Eagles, linebacker Matthew Judon from the Ravens. I mean, it's crazy the money they spent today. The Steelers extend vice president and general manager Kevin Colbert, his deal a year. I mean, my God. How about the Patriots? They also got tight end Jonnu Smith, 4 years, $50 million. Shaq Barrett returning to the Bucs, a four-year deal worth $72 million. Outside linebacker Marcus Golden staying in Arizona, a two-year deal. Brandon Graham of the Eagles worked on an extension, a one-year extension I think they gave him. Oh, my God. I mean, it is just never-ending, this free agent talk. It's just crazy.
You might need an hour with Kaplan tomorrow.
I may. We're going to have Adam Kaplan on tomorrow. We'll have him on. He might be on for an hour. That's what Carver High is telling me now. We got a lot going on this hour. I'm going to talk about the tournament next. Fitzmagic just signed with the Washington football team, a one-year, $10 million deal, his ninth team in the NFL, Pain Day style. You got to go where the green is. The grass is always greener where the, you know, fresh green bills are put in front of you with them stacks. You can't beat that for his services, right? He's essentially... You know, it's like Adam will say, Adam Kaplan on the show will say, he's good for eight games, right? $10 million to play eight or nine, 10 games max. That guy's not playing 16 games. But right now, what do they got? Taylor Heineken? and they have Fitzmagic, right? Isn't that essentially what they got? Because the Steelers got Haskins.
Who's the other kid that played in the playoff game? Was that Heinicke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they gave him a fat deal. So unless I'm mistaken, which I am 30 times a day on average, I think that they have two now.
Yeah, but Heinicke signed... and Fitzmagic.
There you go. They got Heinicke and Fitzmagic. And... believe me, they're going to play that Heineken guy. They gave him a lot of money, too. They gave him more money than they gave Fitzmagic, right? They gave him like a two-year deal. And, I mean, that's what's happening with, you know, the riverboat gambler. This is all very interesting. The one thing I couldn't believe today, my very eyes, is what Bill Belichick convinced Bob Kraft to do with his wallet. I mean, my God, I mean, they signed like five players for gigantic, like $200 million. Like somewhere in that neighborhood, somewhere in that cul-de-sac, that vicinity. So they're talking about right here. Is there a more Patriot-like reason for the splurge? Are they out to match Tom Brady's Super Bowl win? Well, of course they are. Anyway, so college basketball, the tournament is starting, right? And I'll tell you, if you didn't see Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid, or you didn't see on any of the many, many OTTs, if you, you know, all the different ones, Roku, Sling, Plex, Stir, Zumo, I can't keep track of all of it, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Samsung Smart TVs, Vizio Smart TV. If you didn't catch all that, then now you're going to catch it again on, you know, channel 204 on Sirius, on Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Southern California, all over. And then if you're driving and crying right now on those freeways in Lipstick City, get ready. And then Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, you're all digging it. Well, dig this. I'm going to save you a lot of time here. Let's get down to business. So today, I basically evolved into this. In the West, at some level, I mean, it's so easy for Gonzaga. It really is, in my opinion. Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm sorry. Like, they must have sat around all day thinking Santa Barbara was going to beat Gonzaga. There you go. Carver High laughing.
Well, look.
He's laughing at you.
Look, it is nice and fun and cute to pick a couple of these smaller schools to maybe make some noise and win a game in the first round.
Have an upset.
There's going to be a couple. But if you are filling out your bracket or you are doing anything like that, picking one of those teams to win 2, 3, 4, 5 games, it's not good business for you. Like, it just isn't. Like, it, look, has it happened? Sure. Does it happen often? No. You know, you can count on one hand George Mason's, Loyola Chicago's, Wichita State's, VCU's. You can count them on one hand. It just doesn't happen that often. And the heavies, as you were saying on Coast to Coast today, they usually, not usually, they almost all the time rise to the top. And at the end, when you get to the Elite Eight, you know, in the Sweet 16, you know, Sweet 16, you might have one or two teams that you didn't expect to be there. But when you get to the Elite Eight, you usually have eight teams that you're pretty solid. You thought had a chance to get there.
Heavy. Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Heavy D. So at the end of the day, I think I just went right down Main Street with Gonzaga all the way to the regional semis against Iowa, right? Like, or the regional final. I got Gonzaga and Iowa in that. I got the Zags winning. So there you go. And then they get to the Final Four. And then, so I got them, you know, bottom line is I got Kansas and Iowa on one side, right? Iowa's going to win that and meet Gonzaga. So Garzilla against that great Gonzaga undefeated team, and the Zags will beat them. And then in the East, I basically, because of Livers injury, you lose that productivity. I love Michigan. I think they're a really good team. I want to take them. I like Smitty. I like that guard, Smith. You know, I like a lot of, you know, Dickinson, all of them. There's so many players on that team that can get, you know, just flat out get it on. Wagner as well. Bottom line is this, is that I think the Livers thing catches up with them unless Smith is dropping 20 and at least 8 dimes, 20 and 8. And I mean, this kid could give you 20 and 15. That's how good he is. But you know, you lose that productivity. I got a problem with that. At some level, I think they lose, and that is in the regional semi against Florida State. I think Florida State beats them. And then I think on the bottom of the bracket, Texas and Bama hook up in that regional semi. Texas upsets. I think it's an upset. You know, it'd be like, what are they, a seven? Or Texas, is Texas the three and Alabama's the two? So I think the 2-3 meet, and I think Texas upsets them. And I think, if you want to call it that, like I said, and then I think they'll meet Florida State. And I think Florida State will beat them. Now, I don't even, Florida State could just as easily lose, right? Like, I'm not denying that, but I actually don't think they're losing to Greensboro. I think they'll, Georgetown has it in them to beat Colorado. So I think Florida State would beat Georgetown. I think at the end of the day, finally, for, as many games as they want in the Big East getting the title, then they come in this, win a game, let's say, hypothetically, and then somebody finally says, you know what, take this, and a punch right to their esophagus. You know what I mean? Like, Florida State's a better team. So let's get down to business, and I'm going to punch you in the throat, and then you're, bye-bye. And then I think Florida State gets to the Final Four, and then they're gonna play obviously the Zags in the Final Four, and they're gonna lose. Okay, so the Zags make it to the final, and then on the other side in the South, there's just I'll tell you what, bottom line is, I think when I come back, I'll finish the brackets for you, and I do want to say, I think Baylor's going to get to that, regional final. I think they're going to get to the regional final. I'll tell you who they play in that coming up. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Zach Braziller is with us from the Great New York Post. And, he's jacked up for this as much as we are. And I'm sitting here going through it. Zach, good to have you on the bench, brother. I hope you're well. We're in the South right now. I want to give you a little juice on where I'm going in that one right now. And then we'll start there with you. I want to hit all of these and then talk about a lot of other stuff too. You're going to lose your mind on this show tonight. So Baylor comes out of there. And I think that, right. You know what I mean? Early on, I think Baylor's going to have their way. And at some level or another, when I look at the bottom half of that, I've said already, I think Texas Tech and Utah State will be a great game because Utah State flat out has been together and they play defense. So they got two of the three you need. I need good guards at the very least, but they have all of it. They play defense. They're better than people. Most people haven't seen Utah State play basketball. They're not up late at night like you and I watching these games and betting on them. So they're dangerous. I know Texas Tech's good, but that's going to be a good game. I actually don't think they got it wrong. But at the end of the day, Zach, I think Ohio State cruises into that regional final and meets Baylor. What do you think happens in the South?
You know what? I could see Baylor losing. They've struggled a little bit lately. I'm not as high on Baylor as other people. I think they're a little too reliant on the three. I really could see Carolina giving them a big problem there in that second round.
So you think Carolina beats Wisconsin and then Carolina handles Baylor? I would have gone there with you, but I was disappointed in them at the end of the day in the ACC tournament, right? I thought North Carolina was going to do more damage. They had their chance. They had that game, and they blew it. So, now all of a sudden they're going to go figure it out against Baylor. That's where I kind of drew the line.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying. I think their bigs are going to give Baylor big problems. The Carolina guards have played better lately. I know they didn't finish off the game against Florida State, the ACC tournament, but something about Baylor, they feel like they're coming to this tournament not right. They haven't defended like they were earlier in the year. In some of the other regions I went chalk, but, in today's paper, I did not have Baylor get to the second round.
So that, you know, I'll give you this, that they had their COVID splash, and then they came back from that, a different team. And then I said on TV nationally and on the radio at night, late night nationally, in both afternoon and late night, said that they, the game with Kansas State was embarrassing. It was flat out embarrassing. It cost a lot of people a lot of money, and it was flat out embarrassing. So, you know, I'll give you that, that they had shown something, like maybe they were spending too much time in bed or something. I don't know, because they didn't look good in that game. And that was the first time you saw, did you see a leak in the boat right then and there?
Yeah, I mean, that game, and look, they haven't played as well down the stretch. I know the Big 12 is just an absolute monster of a league, so you got to, you know, factor that in. But no, I don't think they've played great lately. I you know, now, again, the tournament, that can all change. You know, I'm sure they'll be, you know, if they get Carolina in the second round, I'm sure they'll be a pretty significant favorite, you know, a 7-8 point favorite. But I think North Carolina has those things that can give them trouble.
So do you think, Zach, that the Texas Tech-Utah State game will be good like I do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I actually, you know, that was my one that was my one real surprise pick. I picked Texas Tech to go to the Final Four in the South. I just really like their defense. I love McClung. The coach is terrific. I don't think that first game is going to be tough. Utah State's really good. I don't think people understand. This is not a team that is lucky just to get in the tournament. But, I like Texas Tech a lot. I think that coach is terrific this time of year.
Do you think Beard will talk to Indiana? Do you think he'll at least talk to him?
Yeah, I could see it. You know, I mean, I'm sure Indiana is going to shoot for the stars. You know, they're going to look at some big names. There's no doubt. I mean, he's definitely one. I mean, I don't know if he'll get it, but I could see them talking to Porter Moser. You know, he's in that part of the country.
Right.
Right. Now, if he doesn't get the Paul, I think the Paul's going to talk to him, too. You know, everyone thinks Kenny Payne's going to get the Paul, but I wouldn't be surprised if Porter Moser is right there with him. You know, Porter Moser, we'll see how long Loyal is in the tournament for him, but he's going to be a pretty popular name here, in April, I would say.
I think he's a great coach, and I said on TV today as well, that's the guy I want them to hire. Believe it or not, if I'm going to go again, a lot of people say, don't do the mid-major. We're doing that with Archie Miller. And I said, you know, Archie Miller doesn't coach defense like this guy. And he doesn't win like this guy either. This guy's winning with like this dinky school. And I mean, when you see him play, the trip they took to the Final Four, they did that with defense. And this team now, they got a center, this guy, your boy Krawig, the Angry Inch. Your boy, he's out there running on the tips of his toes, dropping like 20 and having like 14 boards. The guy's a monster. And they stick your hand in a face of every shooter the whole game. They're like incensed defensively. When I saw that,
number one team,
I was
in,
like, that's the guy.
Number one
that's
team
the guy.
In the country. Number one team.
That.
I was going to say, you know, number one team in the country in defensive efficiency. You know, everyone's going to kind of dismiss them and, you know, say there's no chance they make another crazy run, but it's a really good team. I mean, they honestly, if this was a normal year and they were able to play, you know, better teams in the non-conference, this is probably a team that's, you know, a 5 seed instead of an 8 seed. They're good.
Do you think they beat Georgia Tech in that you know,
I would think so.
And they won the ACC.
Yeah,
They're tough.
No, I think that's a terrific. I think some of these 8-9 games are really good. You know, I think Oklahoma, Missouri is really good. I feel like some of the teams in the 8-9 game are better than a lot of these teams in the 7-10. You know, I can't see the Loyola Georgia Tech winner is not going to, you know, they're not beating Illinois. It's just not going to happen. I think that's a really good game. You know, it's going to be a low-scoring game, you know.
Do you think that Parker Moser, would actually take the Indiana job? And B, do you think Parker Moser, if he beats Illinois, would become the governor of Illinois?
I think he would definitely take Indiana. I mean, I can't see him. 2 years ago, obviously impacted us around here. St. John's was looking at him to be their coach, and he decided to stay at Loyola. I didn't like that fit there. But I think Indiana is definitely a job he would take. Indiana, if not that, maybe DePaul. I think at some point he's going to have to move on to a bigger job. I don't think he wants to be at Loyola Chicago his whole career.
But don't you think, are you kidding me? Who would take DePaul over Indiana, even if you lived near Chicago, in Chicago, or you were born in Chicago? I would still take the Indiana job over DePaul. What are you, the Meyer family? I mean, take the Indiana job. A, you're making more money, hands down. And you see what they just did with a guy. They gave him all that money, and then they gave him $10 million to walk. And he's not stupid. They're going to pay him a lot of money to go to Indiana, more than DePaul. You know that.
Oh, no, I would think if he has the choice of them, I would think he would take Indiana, no question about it. I also don't think he's DePaul's number one choice. I think, Kenny Payne is DePaul's number one choice. His connection with Dwayne Peavy, the AD at DePaul, who was the assistant AD at Kentucky. I'm sure Indiana's gonna try to go as high as they possibly can with this. They just spent $10 million to get rid of Miller. They're obviously mean business. It's Indiana. I think Moser would be his smart choice. He might not be the most popular choice. He might not get a ton of headlines, but I mean, the guy wins and he's a good coach. I don't think there's any question about it.
So I actually have Illinois, Oklahoma State, West Virginia and Houston in that Midwest, in those regional semis. Who do you like in that? What do you think of some of those other teams, like that San Diego State Syracuse matchup? And do you like that game? And do you believe in Huggy Bears Mountaineers after all them brutal Big 12 games they played in, even though they lost a couple of them overtime close games, 1 or 2 points, 3 max? They were in every game, and they're violent, and I think they're solid. I actually believe in this Huggins team, despite the losses. And respectfully, I got about 45 seconds. We'll break, and then we'll talk more, because I haven't even begun to start with you on the other side. We got to cross over and go to the other side of the river, Zach. So do you believe in West Virginia, and who do you like?
Yeah, I do. I think West Virginia is going to the Elite Eight. I think you're going to see Illinois-West Virginia. I think Illinois-Oklahoma State is going to be a freaking battle. It's going to be that is a absolute great Sweet 16 game. DeSumo against Cunningham. I picked Illinois. I think Illinois might be the best team in the country. I really do. I think they're going to win the national championship.
So do I.
And so, yeah. I think it's absolutely brutal. They got to get Oklahoma State in the Sweet 16.
That's how I think, Zach. Get him a beer, Carver High. Your boy, Zach, over here, he's ready to drop some dimes on the Fighting Illini. Get him a beverage. He's trying to get my boy Parker Moser down to Bloomington. We're going to talk to him about the West and the East on a bench. All right, Zach Braziller's with us from the New York Post. So I'm with you on Illinois. I think Illinois will beat West Virginia in the regional final. So over in the East, I want to know, do you feel that the Livers injury catches up with Michigan? I got them losing to Florida State in, the semis of the regional in the East. And then I got Texas and Bama on the other side of that. And then I got Florida State over Texas in the regional final.
Yeah, I got. I think Florida State's going to the Final Four too. I think Michigan. It's not just Livers injury. They've played poorly lately. They really have, not been themselves. They've coming down the stretch struggling, and then you lose Livers, who's obviously a terrific player. So, yeah, I think Florida State's getting out of that regional. Actually, a little different than you. I do think Alabama gets the Elite Eight. I'm not as big on Texas. I know they have just been so up and down. I actually like BYU to beat Texas. I think BYU is really good. So I have a regional final of Alabama and Florida State, with Florida State winning it all.
Well, there you have it. I agree with you on BYU. BYU reminds me of Utah State in their ball movement and their defense. Like, you can tell they've been together. You can tell they know how to play defense. They got a good coach. They got all the pieces. They led Zags by 12 at the half, and they blew it. And I know they're not as good as Gonzaga, but they played them three times. And the third time, they had them at the half and literally let it slip through their fingers. They basically blew it. I think they were the closest to beating Gonzaga, in my opinion, of anybody. And I agree with you that they're a pain in the ass. I think that they can win, and I think that they will win. In fact, I said today on TV that I thought they'd beat whoever wins that Michigan State-UCLA game. I said I think they'll get down to that game with Texas no matter what, and I think Texas will beat them because they're just bigger and better.
Yeah, I BYU will obviously be the underdog. I like their experience. They shoot the three well. They rebound. They have size. They do have some good guards. You know, any team that's got Gonzaga down 12 at the half is a good team. You know, we all know how good this Gonzaga team is. And it wasn't that Gonzaga was playing poorly. BYU was just playing really well. I think that East region is interesting. You know, with Michigan not playing great and having injuries, I think it's pretty wide open, actually.
Do you think Indiana has the stones to offer Rick Pitino that job?
I was thinking about that today. I don't know. I'm not, you know, he's also said about, I don't know, 60 times in the last year that Iona's his last job. I know nobody believes him, but, you know,
well, we don't either.
He said it enough.
We don't either. I don't believe him either.
No, I don't. Nobody does.
You know, he threw great. Like, I believe fully. Like, I want to go to school there if they're having Coke and stripper parties for recruiting, you know, weekends. I'm all over that. Like, when I'm in college, if I got invited to that party, I would have been like, woo! Carver High, get him a beer just for thinking it. That's crazy. I would love to see Carver High said that day. Let's get Pitino to Bloomington. Woo! All right, let's go to the top, to the West. Gonzaga, let's roll them into a regional final. I have with Iowa, because I really actually Kansas got the Honda, so they didn't play in the Big 12, so I think they kind of missed the boat. I still think they're really good. I think Kansas and Iowa meet, and the winner will be Iowa to play Gonzaga in the regional final, and the Zags will beat them either way. Even if it's someone else, I think the Zags are getting to that Final Four come hell or high water, no?
Yeah, no, I don't see anyone in that region beating them. I know I was good offensively, but they don't play defense nearly well enough to beat Gonzaga. If Oklahoma, Oklahoma coming into this tournament playing a little better, I thought maybe they could keep the game in the second round, but Oklahoma's been a mess the last few weeks. Gonzaga, I think that BYU game right before the tournament really helped them, just to give them a test before the big games, obviously. I think they're going to cruise here. Iowa maybe gives them a game for a half, but I can't see them really get pushed too much with some of these teams they have lined up.
Do you think Beard would leave Lubbock for Indiana? Do you think Beard would go to Bloomington to hang out with those Hoosiers?
I don't tell you. I'm sure they should take a swing, though. I don't know if he would do it, but they should 100% take a swing at it. No question about it. Guy is a good coach.
He's a great coach, right? He really is a great coach. I think he'd be perfect there. Do you think, let me just ask you another question. Do you think that, how close do you think Kelvin Sampson was to getting away with it and he'd still be the coach there and they'd be in Elite Eights? How close do you think he was to get away with it? Because, you know what I mean? I would have really loved to have seen that, him get away with it.
Hey, he's a good coach. There's no question the guy can coach. We obviously know that there are other issues, but I mean, look what he's doing at Houston. He's another guy I wonder, you know, will a big school kind of come? I know Houston's not like a mid-major, but will like one of these big power schools come make a move at him despite, you know, what's happened to him? You know, it's funny, you know, it's usually the stuff doesn't start until after the tournament. Now it's already starting before the tournament.
So did you go? Well, first of all, before I forget, I want to get into the Big East with you just for a second. But what didn't he get like? Didn't Samson like? I don't remember these things because I can't remember last week, let alone yesterday. But didn't he like? They got him on some kind of phone thing. They're like he was talking to recruits or something. Like how pathetic is that? Like I should be able to call an escort service if I'm the coach at Indiana. I should be able to call up and say, listen, I'm gonna be in Indiana for the
rules
tournament.
Rules.
Whatever, Zach, rules and such. I don't believe
he got caught
rules.
You know?
Caught he got caught on the phone.
Got someone like it is funny that you have certain guys who got caught, and then you have certain guys like Sean Miller and Will Wade who got caught, and nothing's happened to them. It's remarkable. The NCAA, it almost feels like they pick and choose who they want to hurt.
But how about Sean Miller? Is that true? Do you think it's true that they're really going to just pretend like none of it happened, and they got major violations, and nothing's going to happen to him, and they're going to keep him as the coach? How fantastic is that for a story? Like the guy,
I think
are you kidding me?
I think they're playing a staring contest with the NCAA. I think they think the NCAA is going to blink and go easy on them, and I think the NCAA is going to hammer them. You know, I mean, we'll see. Let's say if they get really hammered, you know what? They get really hammered bad by the NCAA. All of a sudden, that fan base is going to be like, well, why is this guy still the coach? You know? And then you might see something happen. But I think for now, they're kind of daring the NCAA to do something.
Do you think, like, and this is crazy, too. I might as well throw this out there. Do you think Arizona State is going to fire Bobby Hurley and go a different direction? Or do you think they're tied with him at the hip? Because, I mean, the bottom line is he's not getting it done.
No, I think it's a little. It's too early. He's still recruiting really well. I know they had a bad year this year, but no, I think it's premature now. Could he look elsewhere, thinking maybe it's not working? Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But he's not getting fired. I can't see it. He's owed way too much money. You know, he's still, like I said, he's bringing in good players. They obviously were not good this year, but I think it's too early for that now. Would I be surprised if he's kind of maybe looking elsewhere, thinking I need to go somewhere else? Maybe. I don't think that's out of the question.
So do you, Zach, have you been to the Garden recently? And, like, did you, like, go to the Big East? Did you see Ewing win it all? Or were you accosted at the door trying to finagle your way into the Garden? Were they harassing the Braziller at the door down on 33rd? Were they giving you the business?
No, I was okay. I went one day. I went the quarterfinal day. I was fine. I was way upstairs, but I was okay.
How was it? What was it like, dude?
Yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't the same, clearly. You're high up. It's all virtual. There are, you know, a few hundred people in the building. It was better than nothing, but it could look. It kind of made you wish, you know, wish it was next year where you had a full arena and, you know, you had the way it usually is. But it was definitely better than last year where there was nothing.
How many like media people were there? Were you were you creeped out by any of them? Like, was there anybody you were like, bro, don't come near me, bro?
Neither. It was pretty spaced out. It was pretty fun. It was. You know, there were a handful of people, maybe eight or nine, but it was really spaced out. And they did a good job there, you know. They made you feel safe. And, you know, if St. John's would have won more than it would have advanced, I probably would have went back another night. But it just, you know, really wasn't worth it when you consider it's all over Zoom anyway.
I say this respectfully. I think you do a great job. I just want to get your thoughts on, if you're willing. I think it's great that your sports page is adding a guy like Ian O'Connor to a stable of guys that actually give a rat's ass about sports, that write about sports, you being one of them. How do you feel about him doing that power move?
I mean, I think it's phenomenal. No one's better than Ian. I mean, he's as good as it gets. I've known him a long time, and it's, you know, it makes, you know, I'm proud to work for that, for our section. I think we're you know, clearly the best in the area, and we're only getting better. I mean, adding him is, I was blown away when I got the email and told he was coming. It's a terrific thing for, you know, for our paper and even for New York sports fans, I think.
That's great. I'm glad you feel that way. I think he's been a great writer over the years, and it's a great snag. It's a power play. It's like a power play goal. You know what I mean? It's just like a man event, and you just rip the back of the net with that one. It's just the lights on. Everybody's dancing around, having a good time. Listen, enjoy the. Are you going to any of those tournament games? Are you going anywhere? Or are you just going to do it on TV?
I'll be on my couch. No, it's all virtual. I'll be on my couch enjoying it. It'll be a different kind of tournament, obviously.
How many beers do you think you'll drink during that time period?
I think I'll save it for. I think I'll save the beers for after the games. Maybe I'll mix one in. But
how much DoorDash and like Grubhub and stuff like that do you roll with? Are you yanking in bags of food and watching games and getting? Are at any level? Are you getting fatter? I mean, are you just enjoying food? You know, maybe games, and you don't even leave the house. You stop bathing. I got 20 seconds.
Nah, you know. Before March, I was trying to stay as active as possible. But now, you know, the last 2 weeks, it's been hard to avoid, I guess. But I'm trying not to put on too much weight. That's for sure.
Hey, great job tonight on the bench. It's great talking college basketball with you. Enjoy the tournament, Zach Braziller with the New York Post. Hey, thanks, Zach. Good catching up, man. Be cool. I'll talk to you again.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. Have a good one.
All right. There he is, Zach Braziller on a bench. All right. So the Lakers are up 15 and a half on the Dubs in the city. Yay, in the way, yay. Warriors down 15. Warriors who seldom come out to play. Yay. How about the Pacers? They're within four of the Nuggets at the Pepsi can in Denver. 95-91, 9:43 left. And then you got Suns in the Valley, 112-87 on the Grizzlies. Just under six to go and rolling in Phoenix. Suns up big. 112-87. Those three are active. By the way, tomorrow in the NBA, how about Jazz Celtics on TNT, 7:30? You got a little dabble, do you? How about that one? And then late night, the Pels and Blazers at the Moda. Dame time, dame time, dame time. And then the Knights are up 2-0 in the third on the Sharks in Vegas. Penguins beat the Bruins 4-1. Predators 4-1 over the Lightning. Flyers in overtime over the Rangers 5-4. Hawks lose to the Panthers. Panthers are in first 6-3. Canucks 3-2 over the Senators in overtime. Capitals 6-0 over the Sabres. Canadiens 4-2 over the Jets. Flames 4-3 over the Oilers. Now, tomorrow, Islanders go for 10 in a row. They're playing the Capitals, who had that big win tonight. And then the Canes are in Detroit. They've won eight in a row, going for nine. Islanders are going for 10. And then there's Coyotes, Wild, and Mini, Lightning, Stars in Dallas, Ducks, Avs in Denver, and then Devils host the Sabres, Bruins, Penguins again in Pittsburgh. Do you think they'll beat them again back-to-back?
If you're going to give me plus money with them again at home, I'm going to take them again tomorrow. I hit with them tonight, so did you.
Did you like the hit on the money line and the puck line getting a goal and a half? I know you like that. Crack a cold one. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Get on the grid. Good night.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.